The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm the director and designer of Abigail Mentor Designs. When I was a soloist with the Pennsylvania Ballet, I wanted more coverage than just a Leo and tights could offer, but the skirts I found made me feel frumpy and short. I wanted a bit of whimsy to inspire creativity for those long rehearsal days. Inspired by the fond memories I have of sewing with my grandmother as a kid, I built a piece to suit my body type and my spirit. Turns out, the shape I built fits every dancer's body type, framing the long, lean lines we strive for. Girls love how the skirt is flirty and fun, and I love how this piece inspires a healthy body image for them. That the skirt exhibits our best qualities as dancers. Our power, our creativity, our femininity. Now, I'm delighted to extend my signature design to you through my website, abigailmentordesigns.com. And I'm offering a 10% discount on your next purchase of an Abigail Mentor Designs skirt. Go to abigailmentordesigns.com and enter the promo code PDN at checkout. The promotion is good for the month of April, so you can feel fun and flirty for spring. Seasonal colors are limited, so be sure to go to abigailmentordesigns.com before they're gone. Thanks so much. Keep dancing your hearts out.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
Hi, Megan. My name is Janie, and I'm a 16-year-old ballet student. The school I'm going to right now, I've been going to for quite a long time now, over 5 years. The problem is that because I've been there for so long, I feel like the teachers have gotten tired of teaching me, and they don't pay as much attention to me as they used to. This has really been discouraging me. I feel like I'm not as good of a dancer anymore because the teachers don't like to pay attention to me, and I feel like it's because I've been there for so long that they've just gotten tired of teaching me. My question for you is, what should a student do if they feel like their teachers aren't paying attention to them? Do you think it's a good idea to go to another ballet school or try to talk to the teacher?
Thanks for recording in, Janie. I love to hear the voices of the dancers and moms I'm responding to, so I appreciate you being brave enough for us to hear your voice. So you feel you aren't getting any attention anymore from your teachers. I have noticed myself that it sometimes is better to be the new kid on the block at a school and, you know, the most recent students kind of getting all of the attention. And when you've been there for a while, you can kind of feel like you're overlooked. Continuing with a teacher you feel isn't helping you is not going to get you where you want to be. They have to be inspired to help you, and they have to have a vision of what your potential is and to keep finding new ways to get you there. And you have to be inspired to work with your teacher too. It can happen that a teacher can start to feel like the corrections they give sometimes aren't getting through, and that they give the same correction to you over and over again, and it just isn't getting through to you where you can physically make it happen. And they may have felt like they tried certain avenues, they didn't work, and they may not believe that they can help you past that. So I do agree with your idea that a new teacher would freshen things up, and they might have some new ideas to help inspire you, things that hit home a little more and things that you can actually execute in your dancing. If you are hearing the same correction over and over again, which I have encountered myself before as a student and as the teacher, it gets frustrating for both sides of the situation. My thought as the student is, for the student in me, is, well, the way you tried to explain this the last time obviously didn't work for me, so could we try to approach it from a different angle? And the teacher in me feels a bit frustrated and wondering if the student is making enough effort or even trying at all. So I would generally say no one is to blame in this type of situation, but instead, you know, the current dynamic just isn't working out. The first thing is to try to have a discussion with your teacher. Tell them you feel you aren't improving and that you wish they could push you more and offer more advice and corrections in class. Let them know that you are hungry to improve, but that you feel you need more guidance. This could change things quickly, but no matter what, just give it a try. It's always best to discuss things with a teacher before just giving up and trying another school. communication does not always happen well in ballet because the dynamic is kind of for the student to hang back and be quiet and wait for their turn to get corrections. But I always encourage talking to your teacher after class if you need anything or help with anything. And maybe telling him or her that you are more hungry for information will spur them to help you more. If you don't feel like much has changed in the weeks after your discussion, then maybe it's time to try a new school. Hopefully you have some other options in your neighborhood or area. Maybe try some classes with a new school discreetly before completely leaving your original school. You want to make sure the new place is a good fit before you leave your old school and burn any bridges. It definitely, you know, you need to make sure that it is the new situation would be an improvement from the last school. And in general, what I have often believed when it comes to ballet classes is that you get what you put into it. Sometimes the classes we are taking aren't the best, and you don't have a choice. This happens for students as well as company members. I do believe that as long as there is music to dance to and a good dance floor to dance on, that you really make of a class what you want it to be. You could be listening to everyone else's corrections and make sure that they apply to you. When the other group is going, you can be in the back practicing your porte-bras for that same combination that's happening. You can stay after class and try some steps you want to be working on that the teacher didn't give in class, or a combination in class that you want to work on again. There's always ways to make more of what it is offered right in front of you. You know, you can always dig a little deeper and push yourself more. So you have to make sure you take some responsibility for what you're getting out of your classes. And it is possible that you have been feeling unseen for a while, and so it has affected your attitude, which in turn might affect how the teacher feels you will respond to corrections. Teachers are always excited to see dancers practicing on their own, working things out for themselves, and anything that shows an eagerness to learn more. So make sure you take care of this before making this the teacher's problem. I wish you all the best, Janie, and good for you for wanting more. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. If you have your own ballet question for me, go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing everyone a great April.